Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we have some devotees who are taking Harinam Diksha, formal entry into the Academy of the Holy Name. And we have some devotees who are receiving second initiation, which will allow them to worship the deity, cooking for the deity, offering puja to the deity. Initiations are always a wonderful occasion for remembering our dedication to chanting Hare Krishna. Our lifelong occupation is to increase the quality of our chanting. For increasing the quality of our chanting, we always need to remind ourselves. Because the reality is we're living in the material world and things have a tendency to run down. Not simply material things, but also our spiritual life, if we're not careful, can run down because we're operating in the material energy. Krishna himself talks about this in Bhagavad Gita. Sakalenaha Mahata Yoga Narshta Parantapa. I spoke this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita before, Krishna explained. But due to the time factor, wearing things down, grinding things down, the purport of Bhagavad Gita became lost. And I had to speak it again. So there is Krishna giving you a scientific perception into the nature of material existence. Material existence means the jivatma living within a material body. Living within the material atmosphere, all predominated by Trigunamayi, the three modes of material nature. If we're not careful, our spiritual life becomes consumed by material endeavors within the material atmosphere. Attentive chanting is necessary to keep us in association with Krishna. Because, as you know, the holy name is Krishna himself. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It's the Vigraha, the form of all rasa, of all the most exquisite divine flavors. So why don't we taste that all the time? If indeed the holy name of Krishna is Rasa Vigraha. Our problem is offenses. Nevertheless, in spite of our problems in terms of our relationship with Krishna, as soon as the tongue, anyone's tongue, touches the holy name, there's an effect. But we want the maximum effect. And that requires a lifestyle of purification. We want to do anything so that we can taste the real holy name of Krishna. That requires a lifetime of diligence, attentiveness. That's the price for freedom. To be always, day after day, observing, watching, discriminating, distinguishing. If I do this, how will it affect my chanting? If I don't do this, how will it affect my chanting? This is the beginning of love. It's showing Krishna you care. So don't become weary of the ongoing process of day by day being vigilant, showing due diligence. Don't become tired of that. Understand, it's all part of personalism, showing Krishna you care. So please be mindful of the 10 offenses, which, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, can all be avoided simply by your paying attention. Giving Krishna quality time. Even in India now, amongst couples, the expression has become popular. The wife says to the husband, "Give me quality time." Yes, it's happening here. Krishna is Purushottam, the Supreme Person. He deserves quality time the most. So we should not neglect our chanting opportunity for associating with Krishna. And as Rupa Goswami explains in Sri Rupa Deshamrita, although the holy name is as sweet as the sweetest sugar candy, it's just a metaphor because the sweetness of sugar candy cannot compare. But we need some material example to give us some insight. It's sweet as sugar candy, but we have a problem caused by material existence, in which we have become averse to Krishna. If not averse to Krishna, then insensitive to Krishna. So therefore, our daily practice of chanting goes on whether we feel like it or not. You can watch a mother with her children. Some days she's exhausted. I can see in the house where I stay. Some days the mother is exhausted, but still she takes care of her child. Today I feel exhausted, I will not care for my child. Or today I'm in a bad mood, I will not care for my child. My husband is not giving me enough attention, I will not take care of the child. No. Every day, because that's duty and commitment. Similarly, we chant Hare Krishna every day. In the sadhana bhakti stage, we do it as duty and commitment. And then gradually, the taste comes. For some immediately, for others it takes some time, but it will come. Just like when I'm watching the mother with the children. There's exhaustion. But then there's the smile that comes on the mother's face receiving the loving exchange from the child. So similarly, our chanting sometimes can seem like I'll never get a taste. But then there are these glimpses into the eternal nectar of the holy name. A real devotee, and of course we're trying to be a real devotee, doesn't demand Krishna's presence. Krishna, I've been chanting for 10 years now, where are you? No, we just want service to Krishna. I like the way Srila Prabhupada explained this point once. Krishna, it would be so nice to see you, but let me be busy in your service. That's the attitude of a devotee. Seeing Krishna through devotional service, not demanding that Krishna be present before you.
For those taking second initiation? What is the point in second initiation if you're not going to do deity worship? The point is not just for the man to have some prestige because he has a thread on his neck. How much does a Brahmin's thread cost these days? 1 rupee or something. But now I have this 1 rupee thread on me. Yes, it's true that no matter what kind of family you're born in, if you demonstrate the qualities of a Brahmana, then you are a Brahmana. So yes, we are directly defying the heresy, the myth, the fallacy of Brahmana simply by birth. Nowhere, as you know, in Bhagavad Gita does Krishna mention that. Krishna says, guna and karma, by your quality and your activity. Then you are a Brahmana. Otherwise, let us say you have some accounting problem for your business, for your enterprise. And you approach someone who says, oh, my father is an accountant, so yes, bring your business to me. You'll never do that. It's nice that your father is an accountant, and he probably could choose to give you, the son, insight into what it means to be an accountant, but where's your qualification? Well, similarly, we don't accept Brahmana by birth. We accept, just as Krishna accepts, Brahmana by quality and activity. So those who are taking second initiation, we expect to see you doing deity seva for the beautiful Shishirata Ballabha, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Sri Sri Gornitai. The deity worship here is to the proper standard and very exquisite. So we expect that the second initiates will play a role in that. Cooking wonderfully for the deity, offering puja. Otherwise, second initiation is not necessary. Sometimes devotees think, oh, I've been around X amount of years, automatically I should get second initiation. Sometimes they even come to me, Gumaraj, so-and-so received second initiation, but I've been around longer. The most important thing is quality chanting of Hare Krishna. If you can be in a situation, live near the temple, and are able to offer the service of puja, all right. If you have the qualities. And of course, part of the qualification is knowledge. What is the use of a Brahmana without knowledge of Brahman? So those who are taking second initiation must demonstrate familiarity with the Shastra. So here you see a big difference. Sometimes in India, the reputation for pujaris is that, oh, they're lazy, they could not get any job, they became a pujari in some temple, right? 1 minute waving incense, next minute smoking bidi. One devotee in Mumbai at the Jhopati temple was telling me way back when both he and his brother became devotees. This is in 1987, 88, 89, something like that. And the brother was a doctor and the other brother was some kind of corporate manager. So they both joined the temple in the ashram. And of course, back then, this is before the big boom in ISKCON in India. So back then, the parents were shocked. Oh no, not simply one son, but both sons. And then, to make it worse, the parents came to the temple to visit their sons on a festival day. And the whole altar was decorated with flowers, and there was pujaris on the altar. It was Abhishek. And so the parents came, and they saw both sons on the altar as pujaris. This is even worse. Everyone knows in India, pujari is low class, useless, ignorant, couldn't do anything else. And now our boys have gone from being a doctor and a corporate executive. They're on the altar now. Oh no, our whole family is ruined. So we want to correct that misperception by showing that the pujaris are qualified with knowledge, cleanliness, punctuality. And, of course, the pujaris, those doing the Didi Seva, should never forget the most important thing is chanting Hare Krishna with attention. In fact, Jiva Goswami says that a main purpose of deity worship is to purify the mind so that you can chant Hare Krishna with attention. So don't forget that. So now we'll give the names. Thank you. First, we call up the Ashish from Perth. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Ashish from Perth has come a long way in his spiritual development, and we're hoping that he'll be able to make a contribution to the outreach in bringing all kinds of persons to Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He's a good hybrid, as we call them. One foot in both worlds. Indian and Asified. And you can use all that in Krishna's service. You're like a saw that cuts on both sides. We most desperately need to increase the international impact of bhakti. Otherwise, people think, oh, it's just for persons born in India, that's it. So we need to see all kinds of persons taking up bhakti. What are the four rules? what to do every day. Yes. Just say Hare Krishna once when you get up. Minimum 16 rounds. Yes. Often persons tell me like that. I chant Hare Krishna. When I wake up, I say one mantra. I chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. No, minimum 16 rounds a day. That is the prescribed dosage fixed by the founder chariot. So we follow in the footsteps of the instructions of the acharya. Your new name is Jayadvaita Das. Jayadvaita means all glories to Advaita in Panchatattva. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. So Jayadvaita. Jayadvaita Das. Jayadvaita Swami is also a famous godbrother of mine. Longtime associate since 1972. All right, you are Jayadvaita Das. All right, the Melbourne Ashish. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. The Melbourne Ashish, he and his wife are famous for their pizzas, yes? I remember when I first met him, he was undergoing a challenge. He was owning a pizza place, which was not good for his spiritual life because it had to serve the wrong kind of food. But he tried his best how to rectify the situation, and amazingly, someone came and offered to buy the business, and so he was off the hook. The other person who bought the business lasted how long? Couple of months, but anyway, that's person's karma. At least he got a sheesh off the hook. What are the four rules? And what to do every day? All right. Your new name is Uttama Bhakti Das. Uttama Bhakti, as defined by Rupa Goswami, means bhakti with no desire for karmic benefit, no desire for merging into Brahman through mental speculation, just devotional service for Krishna's pleasure. That's what we're all aspiring for, Uttama Bhakti. Hare Krishna. Sonia Mataji.
Hare
So who makes the better pizza, you or your husband? What are the four rules? And what to do every day? Your new name is Raga Bhakti. Raga Bhakti refers to devotional service done out of attachment, spontaneously, with taste. In the beginning, there's the therapeutic stage in which you execute bhakti because you must. You must take your medicine. But then the next stage is raga bhakti, in which you love to engage in Krishna's service. You're spontaneously attached to Krishna's service. That is the relishing stage. But first, therapy. So yes, we can aspire for raga bhakti. Now we have the bhakti family. Kalpan Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Can you say out loud, please? Kalpan Mataji is the famous mother of the even more famous Sriman Narsingha Das, a dedicated brahmachari from Radha Gopinath Mandir in Sydney. So her whole family is devotionally inclined. Her husband, her son, one of her sons is initiated. The other son is favorably inclined. So this is paradise for a mother and a wife. Her son, Sriman Narsingha, is he oldest or youngest? Oldest. He's dedicated book distributor for how many years? 8 years. Leading the famous Sydney book distribution with other devotees, of course. They're always battling with New Zealand, who's going to be number one. I told them there's no competition, there's more people in Sydney than all of New Zealand. But anyway, Melbourne's not giving enough competition, so what can they do? They have to pick a fight with New Zealand. So we want Melbourne to surpass them. They're getting puffed up, you know, in Sydney. So Gobra Vindesh and others, you have to arrange to put these Sydney siders in their place. Somehow, through the full-time distributors, through the congregation. So this is the mother of Sriman Narsingha Das. We're happy to give her first initiation. What are the four rules? And what to do every day. Can't give you a name with Narsingha at the end. It's not so usual for a lady. But we have a nice name for you. Very special name. Your new name is Radha Madhupati. Radha Madhupati means Radha Krishna. Krishna's other name is Madhupati, which has double meaning. The master of the Madhu demon, or the master of the confidential sweetness of the confidential leelas in Vrindavan. There are even some deities in ISKCON with that name, Radha Madhupati. It's like you have Radha Gopina. So your name is Radha Madhupati Devi Dasi. All right. Those who have second initiation, you can come midday and receive your Gayatri mantra. I need a mantra sheets and all that kind of thing. Thank you. No. When? Someone can. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So just a kirtan, so that they can still, I want them to repeat, so they need to at least hear, yeah, so it's not too loud, until later.
you repeat after me? Yeah. Om Ajna Timiranjasya Kananjana Salakaya Chakshu Unmilitanjina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Swaha 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 Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swa Padandikam Swaha 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 Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganath Anvitam Tamsijivam Swaha 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 Sadvaitam Savudutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Anvitamstha Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Devamrita Swamin Iti Namine Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Swaha 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 Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Deshadharine Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Ti Namine Swaha 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 Shri Vashabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdaya Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Swaha 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 Madhujajvila Premajha Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gorakuruna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Swaha 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 Namaste Gauravani Srimate dinatadane rupanuga virudha apasidanta dvantaharine swaha 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 namo gora kishoraya sakshat vairagya murte vipalambha rasambodhe padambujaya tainamaha swaha 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 namo bhakti minodhaya satchidananda namine gaura shakti surupaya rupanuga parayate swaha 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 gaura vibhava bhumishtham nidishta sajjanapriya vaishnava sarvabhoma Shri Jagannathaya Tainamaha Swaha 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 Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Twise Namaha Swaha 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 Panchatattva Atmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Swaha 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 Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Swaha 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 Jayatam Surato Pango Mamamanda Mateagati Matsavasa Padambojo Radha Madna Mohano Swaha 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 Divyad Brindaranya Kalpa Jumadha Srimad Ratnagara Shimashana Stom Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishtalibi Sevjamano Smarami Swaha 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 Sriman Rasarasarambi Vamshivata Tathastita Kashan Venusvene Gopi Gopinata Shrestuna Swaha 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 Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Pindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Swaha 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 Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Swaha 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha Swaha Swaha. So I'll get you to stand up, place your grains in your hands and put the banana on top. So just standing up. So you can chant this mantra with me as well. Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Itayacha Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Swaha Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vasishyate Swaha. So you can place all of that on top of the fire. Yep.
Swaha. 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.